Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In God's grace and his mercy, he said, remember where you were, remember. And then he says, from whence thou art fallen. And then he says, repent. So you remember, and then you repent. You repent. And do the first works. What does he mean, preacher? You return. Do what got you started. How you began. You remember, you repent, and you return. And Jesus said, and do the first works. And what you did back then, you need to do again. Forget all that labor and the works and all that hard toiling. I just want you to love me and love the people around you and love the lost. And that's what it's all about. And we see a wonderful example of this. Turn me to Luke chapter number 15. Many of you know this story almost by heart. But we see that same exact pattern in Luke chapter number 15 with the prodigal son. Remember, he took all his money that he had owed to him from the, did I say owed to, is what you call that, inheritance, yes. Went and spent it in a far land, and he got to where he was broke, and he was in the pig pen of life, literally with the pig pens, with the swine. He was hungry. And then look in chapter 15, verse number 17. And when he came to himself, stop right there. He remembered. Just a couple of weeks ago, and I have people ask me about their children. How can we help them? What can we do? And we've poured things in, you know, all, and you probably know examples I'm talking about. How you've helped them and they're out in the world. What else can we do besides pray? I would take them to this verse and it sticks in my mind. When he came to himself, there's only so much you can do. You have to allow God to work in his life. And when he comes to himself, he remembers what it was like. He remembered. And then look in verse number 18. He repented. He remembered how many hired servants my father said bread enough to eat and spare. I perish with hunger. I remember how good I had it back home. Then he repented. I will arise and go to my father. And was saying to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. He repented. And then I love this in verse number 20. He returned. It's the same thing the Lord told the church at Ephesus. You remember, you repent, and you return. And when you do, God will meet you with open arms. Look in verse number 20. And he arose and came to his father. Boy, what a picture, what a picture this. I know it's a parable, but what a picture this must have been. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and the father ran to him. I can imagine if you just spare me for just a moment of a preacher illustration. I can imagine dad sitting on the front porch on a rocker every morning, looking down that dirt road. Wondering about his boy, praying for his son and wondering what. Then he sees somebody coming down that road. Could it be? And the Bible says, he says that when his father saw him, he had compassion and he ran and he fell on his neck and he kissed him. And you know the rest of the story. This young man, he remembered, he repented, and he returned. That, my friend, is the steps to recovery. Whether it's for a church, or for some individual life. And by the way, we often call this the story of the prodigal son. Really, it's a story of a loving father. Forget dad back at home, the father back at home. Really, the story is that loving father. And the same spiritual meaning for us. The story is not about us. The story is about a loving God who forgives us and will take us back. And not only that, he comes to us and he wraps us in his loving arms and he puts those great clothes back upon us and he feeds us and back in fellowship with him. Well, let's finish this out. the church at Ephesus. Boy, they were busy. But he and they've lost their first love. But he gave them a remedy. But in verse number 6 and 7, "But this thou hast, that thou hast all, thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which also hate." I'll discuss the Nicolaitans later. In another week that he talked about Nicolaitans at Pergamos and all, we'll discuss who those are. "But they hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans." Notice, and I underline this word. Y'all see my Bible, you can hardly read it. He didn't say, "I hate the Nicolaitans." He said, "I hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans." What's the difference? You heard it said, and it's so true. Yes, you hate the sin, not the sinner. I hate it. And again, I got to quit. Talk about homosexuality and all these abominations to the Lord. We hate those things, but we got to love the people. Got to love them, whoever they are. You love them. And he says, "I hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans." Verse number 7, he says this to the other churches. "He that hath an ear, let him hear." Literally, if it was in today's lingo, he'd say, "Listen up. Are you listening to what I'm having to say?" As a kid growing up, CBs were big deals. How many of y'all ever had a CB radio? I had a CB radio. When I was in junior high school, and that was a long time ago, I got my first CB radio. I was in the eighth grade. I went over here at Westwood, junior high school, right over here. And my call handle was the Westwood Kid, because I went to Westwood Church and I went to Westwood Junior High. So I'm the Westwood Kid. And I'd get, and Daddy's handle, by the way, was John the Baptist. And Daddy had a mobile in his car. You know, you had the thing in the car. I didn't have one in my car, but I had a base station at the house. In my bedroom, I had one of those antennas, what do you call those? The ground planes sticking up, and had a ground plane. That I had so much fun with that at night, staying up at night. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, I'd get on the radio. I said, "Brager," or whatever it was. Daddy'd be on one channel. I forget now what it was all the time, so we could communicate. People would communicate. I said, "How about you, John the Baptist? You got your ears on?" Y'all remember that? The thought was, "Are you listening?" And that's the thought that Jesus is talking to the church at Ephesus. "He that has ears to hear, let him hear." Are you listening? You got your ears all on? Or are you tuning me out? Well, Ephesus was a careless church. And we're going to none of these churches that we're going to read about, and I got to close, exist today. None of them. None of them. None of them. Over the years, because of persecution and all, whether it was centuries or one, whenever they died out. Though, let me give you do you know what church lasted of the seven churches? Historians tell us which one survived the longest. Because remember, Muslims were coming in and all the persecutions and all, and people were dying. You know what, of the seven churches, which one survived the longest hundreds of years, we were told? Who? Church of Philadelphia. Why? Because they're a mission-minded church. I can't wait to get Church of Philadelphia. Historians tell us they survived longer than the other ones, and we'll see why. Don't tell me missions ain't important. The love of the Lord and the love of getting the gospel into all the world. Our Father, we thank you for your word, for the teachings of Scripture. Lord, I pray that we here as a church, Lord, that we won't leave our first love, that we won't get so busy that we'll forget what it's all about and get busy in our toils and our labors, Lord, but we'll continue to love you and love others. Lord, bless the morning worship. We'll be careful to give you all honor and glory and praise. In Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and amen. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.